today. I have two follow-up questions on those answers. The delegation, first, the delegation explained that taking into the interest of national security, public safety, public order, or protection of rights and freedom of others, the commissioner of police has prohibited the public meetings notified. In relation to this, the reply to the list of issues mentioned that police carefully considers various factors before making a professional assessment in order to decide whether a public meeting is prohibited or not. Please indicate what kind of factors have carefully been taken in account when the police prohibited or restricted the planned meetings. Particularly, please inform the committee whether the factors for assessment include the content or purpose of meeting in question, like the demonstration against the government policy, or the assessment are content neutral. My second follow-up question is that the delegation explained that the regulation on mask ban was necessary in the context of stormy demonstrations in 2019 for the police to control those demonstrators and maintain public safety. However, if my understanding is correct, the regulation is still in operation at present. I wonder whether the comprehensive prohibition of wearing face coverings satisfies the necessity and proportionality test in light of the current situation of Hong Kong, which is more stable than in 2019. Please explain why the Hong Kong government still continues to prohibit assembly participant from wearing face covering at all. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Furuya. I see also Mr. Gomez seeking the floor.